And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
DirecTV gives you access to apps like Netflix and live sports right next to each other.
I don't get it.
Let me put it in pigeon terms. It's like that one amazing dumpster with the old fruits and cardboard all in one place.
How am I supposed to keep up with illustrative metaphors when you are making me so hungry?
Get live TV and streaming apps together without a satellite. Visit DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet-connected Gemini device and separate paid subscription to watch Netflix on DirecTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
Good morning and welcome to the NBA Daily Ding here on the Athletic NBA Show. I'm Jared Weiss. I'm joined by Mo DeKeel. And Mo, I owe you an apology because I texted you earlier in the day and I said, hey, I got an early flight to catch in the morning. Can we just do it after the early games? Let's not worry about Warriors, Grizzlies. I mean, maybe the game will be fun. I'm sure it'll be fun, but like, whatever. We've talked about those teams enough. And you were like, hell no. What the hell are you thinking? This is the rematch of the play-in game. It's going to be great. And it was absolutely phenomenal where the Grizzlies held off Golden State in overtime, 104 to 101. Mo, walk me through the end of this game.
I told you, Jared. I told you this game had all the makings of it. The rematch of last year's really intense play-in game to get to the playoffs. That game goes to overtime. And this one goes to overtime in the Chase Center. It was phenomenal. I mean, first off, Ja really just had another one of those performances.
Holy shit, man. He's so good.
He's really good. And he, you know, be honest, like he was really good last season. I think we're just seeing it a lot more right now. Early on, and I think that's the big thing. And he also had some risky moments here. He nearly threw away the game with a couple of bad threes, I thought, at the end of regulation after he made one. But so many things happened. Draymond Green getting an 8-second count, bringing the ball
up
the
court. What on earth is that?
I mean, like, there was just so much. The Warriors with 23 turnovers for 22 Memphis points. That's the ball game right there at the end of the day, Jared.
The Grizzlies had 17 steals in this game. I mean, I don't know what the record is. We probably should have looked that up. Too late. It can't be that far from that. I mean, 17 is an insane amount. You know, Ja, so he had 30 points, 11, 4, 22 shooting, 7 boards, 5 dimes, 4 steals. Anthony Melton also had 4 steals and 3 blocks. I mean, Melton was phenomenal, had some crucial plays in crunch time. But it was just really cool to see Morant looking a lot more composed attacking in crunch time. He had that unbelievable spin move at the end that kind of was like the winner for them. And he just seems like he is continuing to grow his game. And obviously with his insane athleticism, it's like the more he figures out how to make the game slow down for him, when you pair that with the insane speed he has, it just makes him pretty much unstoppable.
Yeah, I mean, he's just growing as a player. Like, this is a number 2 pick in the draft that some people are probably looking at now going like, man, maybe he should have been number 1 in that draft when you're looking at the way things are playing out. And that's just, he's continuing the progression, right? This is year 3, right? Year 3. Just continuing to grow, getting a better understanding of the game. They made the playoffs last year. This is just more of that progression from him. But it wasn't just him, Jared. It wasn't just Kyle, I mean, it wasn't just Bane. It wasn't just Melton. Kyle Anderson had a monster block on Iguodala after he made a great cut off of a Draymond play. And it looked like that was going to be a surefire bucket. Like, the Grizzlies were making plays defensively, not just from steals and things like that. They just did a phenomenal job of holding the Warriors down just enough, because they were down 19 in this game. In a second night of a back-to-back, down 19, a lot of teams mailed this one in. Those guys fought through it. It was really impressive.
But you know what's one way to come back from down 19 is to watch Steph Curry take 20 threes in a game, which is blowing my mind, and then not score in the fourth quarter for the fourth straight game. And it's funny because Curry's box score overall looks very impressive. He had 36 points, 7 boards, 8 assists, 5 turnovers, not good. But like, why is Steph not hitting late in these games? And what did Memphis do to take him out of it at the end?
Well, like, this is still the same Golden State Warriors team that we saw last year, where it required Curry to go nuclear. There are going to be nights he's not going to be able to go nuclear. It looked like this was going to be that case, right? It looked like tonight, early on in the first quarter, when they kind of built that lead, we thought like, oh, Curry might have a monster game. He goes for his rest. which is usually during a lot of the second quarter, Golden State Warriors score only 18 points. He goes to rest to start the fourth quarter. Golden State Warriors only score 19 points. Like, you seeing a trend there, Jared?
Are they better with Steph Curry on the floor?
There you go. See, you a smart boy.
I'm an analyst.
I'm very proud of you on that one.
You can find all my work on The Athletic.
And this isn't a call to, you got to play him more minutes or things like that. It's just, this is what the Warriors are right now. You know, Jordan Poole has not had the start to the season that I thought he would have. I thought he'd be more ready to roll based on what we saw in preseason and summer league. He's not been really kind of doing all that well so far in the regular season as it's gone on. Went 4-for-9 today, not bad. 0-for-2 from three, not great. But, like, they still need that other guy while they're waiting for Klay Thompson to come along. And so there's just going to be nights like this when Curry can go off for a little bit. He needs to be able to do it the whole game. Wasn't able to do it. Wasn't able to sustain it. So you add that with the turnovers, you're really not going to have much of a chance to win.
Sure. I mean, it helps if you get the ball up the court in less than 8 seconds in a crucial moment of the game. So Draymond probably wants to get that one back. What did you think of them running the pin down curl for Damian Lee on the attempted game winner, which looked like a pretty good opportunity?
You were probably the closest you possibly could have been to making that shot. You know, I mean, that thing really was like halfway down and then popped out. I had no problem with it. Damian Lee hit a big three towards the end of regulation to tie the ball game. Curry was having an off sort of second half. He was struggling. He had a big opportunity at the end of regulation to win it and just missed it. You know, all the pressure and attention was going to come to Curry. So using him as a decoy, I think, was a big one. And again, Damian Lee has been the guy that I thought maybe Jordan Poole was going to have. He's been in double figures every game this season. Shout out to Brian Smith, our producer, for dropping that in the chat. I am not that smart. I'm going to give a little love to our producer for throwing that in there. But it's just like he was having a pretty solid night, especially when you look at the way he shot it tonight. 4-for-9 from 3-for-14 points. Like, I don't mind it at all, Jared.
I guess last question, Memphis, are they title favorites now?
I mean, we're just going to rename the Larry O'Brien Trophy.
The Desmond Bain Memorial Trophy. I like it. I mean, they have, like, Dylan Brooks didn't even play in this game, obviously. Desmond Bain is looking like a legit third-ish scoring option for them. Kyle Anderson still playing well off the bench. Some of their recent draft picks like Zaire Williams and Xavier Tillman are stepping in there and contributing. It seems like the depth is sufficient for them to maybe take that next step out of the play-in ranking.
Well, there was a good part of this game where it felt like the Grizzlies weren't going to be able to get over the hump because they couldn't make a shot. And I just kept looking at it going, like, besides Morant, where are they going to get this from? We know Bane can do some things, but it's not somebody I would feel that confident to count on night in and night out right now. And as a team, shot 12 of 48 from three is 25%. Like, that's not solid. On most nights, that's going to lose you a game. And I think that's something that the Grizzlies kind of have to keep an eye on. If you take out Bane's threes, who was 5-11, you know, that's 7-37. By the way, I need a lot of points for doing math on the fly right there. Everybody needs to just kind of nod their heads that I'm great and hopefully correct. but like, that's a brutal number right there. There's still some stuff there. This team still has a lot of work to do to be at another level. But I think this is a team that's good enough to be in the top six in the West.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Discover the latest collections from David Yurman, as seen recently, styled on basketball stars like Jaime Jaquez, Jalen Green, D'Angelo Russell, and others. David Yurman is a celebrated American jewelry company inspired by the beauty of art, architecture, and the natural world. The story of David Yurman begins in New York City with David, a sculptor, and his wife Sybil, a painter and ceramicist. When the artists began collaborating, their goal was to simply make beautiful design objects to wear. Over 40 years later, the Yermans and their son, Evan, continue to redefine American luxury jewelry with timeless, modern collections for women and men defined by inspiration, innovation, consummate craftsmanship, and Cable, the brand's artistic signature. David Yerman's collections are available on davidyerman.com.
Let's head out to Chi-Town, where the Knicks survived the Bulls 104-103. The Knicks had a 13-point lead with 2.5 minutes left, and then it was a one-point game at the end. So what the hell happened?
I mean, the Knicks were just basically trying to throw this game away. It was unbelievable. With everything they were doing down the stretch, they got away with what was giving them the lead. And give credit to the Bulls. They tightened up defensively, and then they started to make shots and make smart plays on the offensive end of the court that really kind of led to just being slowly able to work their way back, being down 13 and crawl their way into this. And then you have Julius Randle missing two free throws right there. It becomes a scenario where you're like, the Knicks are really going to blow this. Like, not only are they, if he makes those two free throws, the Bulls still have a chance to tie the game with a three. Now it's like, oh, they can win the game with just a bucket. And they got a decent look from DeMar DeRozan. It looked like they were setting up a handoff to Zach LaVine. Instead, he fakes the handoff, turns the corner, gets a decent look. Good job from RJ Barrett and Mitchell Robinson to jump off their guys to try to give a good contest, and DeRozan misses the shot. So the Chicago Bulls are no longer the undefeated team. The Utah Jazz are the only team that can now go 82-0 this season, Jared.
And, I mean, we're still hoping it happens. It's still plausible for sure. I mean, Chicago had 25, 22, and 20 from LaVine, Vucevic, and DeRozan. They're kind of getting the scoring punch where they need it. Alex Caruso looked really good as a kind of unique playmaker. He had like drop-off passes to cutters from the post, all sorts of weird little slip passes. Like, it's really cool seeing his game evolve with more of a playmaking role in Chicago.
Yeah, well, like, all those people, when I would tweet about Caruso, would just say, no, it's just an LA thing. Like, yeah, where are you now? Like, I told you the kid was good. I told you the kid was good, Jared. I told him. I told them. You didn't want to listen to me about the Warriors-Memphis game. I told you. I'm telling you now about Caruso. I told you then, listen, the guy can do stuff. He's just a difference maker on the court. Solid defensively. Huge play at the end of the game against Kemba Walker to basically get the stop that Chicago needed to really have a chance in that game. So, you know, he's a great fit for them. Him, Lonzo Ball. I kind of like what the Chicago team's doing, but now they're facing stiffer competition. So let's see what they look like over the next 15 games.
Well, they got the GOAT, and he's making plays. We got the GOAT here, Mo Dekeel, who has never been wrong about anything in his career. That's why we have him on the Daily Ding. For Brian Smith, our producer, I'm Jared Weiss. Make sure you listen to the NBA Daily Ding every weekday morning here on the Athletic NBA Show feed, and subscribe to The Athletic at theathletic.com/dailyding, where you can find all my work covering the Celtics and the NBA, and you can hear us talk about stuff on the podcast. So, Mo, let's get out of here.
Ding, ding.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.